You guys got started last year, but you didn't get into any sanctioned bouts last year. And a bout is what you would call a game or a match, I guess.
Right. It's our battle on the track. It's where we go up against our competition.
Now, talk about how this actually works. Now, I think the general idea is, aren't there people that you're in a pack with your opponent and you send somebody around and they try to score by passing some of the opponents?
Right. Our team has four blockers on the track and one jammer. Our jammer's job is to score points. So they're going to get through that wall of blockers on the opposing team. And as soon as they break through that wall, their next round around the track is simply to score points. So they're going to keep trying to break through that wall of blockers. And every time they do so, each opposing blocker or skater on the track that they pass, that's their scoring points on. And that's the goal of the game.
And so the other team's trying to keep you from passing them. So how do they do it? Is it a lot of sharp elbows or what?
Oh yeah, that's where the knocking and the pushing and the shoving and that's where the battle, where the bout comes in. Because the blocker's job is to stop that jammer from getting through. So we're going to be pushing and shoving and knocking and, you know, stopping that jammer, and the other team's going to be stopping our jammer. And so we're pushing each other in and out of the way to prevent point scoring.
Now, are you one of the blockers or the jammers?
I am a blocker.
You are. Okay. So do you work out and stuff?
I'd like to think so. Yes.
Okay.
Derby's a workout in itself.
Is it, would you say though that this is a family friendly spectator sport if people wanted to bring their kids?
Most definitely. Yeah. That's how our team has geared, Derby entertainment.
And how many women are on the team?
Women, we have just under 20.
Are there men too?
Yes, our team is co-ed, and we are currently recruiting for more men on the team.
Okay. So the league that you're in is co-ed?
Yes.
Okay. What's the name of the league you're in?
Rail City Rollers.
Okay. But is there a league?
That is the league.
Okay. So explain this now. So Rail City Rollers is not a team. It's a league. So are there more than one teams in this league?
Correct. Our league will break off into a women's team, a men's team, and a co-ed team, depending on the competing team from other towns or cities that will come in and play against us. So, like the event we have on the 16th, there's a female team coming in to play us. So our women will break off and play to compete against the female team that's coming in.
Okay, now this female team is in another league, or?
Yes, it's the league or team out of Morgantown, West Virginia. It's the Morgantown Roller Vixens.
Okay. And we're talking with Rage, and she's a member of the Rail City Rollers, which has their first bout May 16th, 6 p.m. at the Salem Civic Center. And Rage, if you can, the guys and gals on this team, just normal people, working people?
Oh,
husbands,
yes.
Wives, mothers, fathers.
Exactly. Yep. Total working class people. A lot of them are professionals in their fields and, you know, moms, dads, married, single. I mean, just your average people. So just like you and me.
Right. Except I'm not getting on skates. And talk about the whole thing. Your real name is Karen, but talk about the whole thing of taking a derby name like Sabbath or Rage, and maybe talk about some of the other names on your team.
We've got a whole variety of names, and you come into your name as you perfect your skill in skating and learn more about derby. Mine personally, I formed the name Sabbath of Rage because I like to think that I'm a product child of 80s and 90s rock. So it's kind of Black Sabbath meets Rage Against the Machine. And that's how I formed my name. I like to think I'm a little bit of a rock and roll queen on the track. That's my name. And then we have Missy Hissy Fit and Devious D and a lot of other ones out there. So just, you know, look for all our girls on the track on the 16th. And they're real friendly, real approachable. So when we're not out there skating, you know, we'll have lots of meet and greet opportunities for all our fans to get to know our skaters.
How much of a skater were you before you got involved with roller derby?
I actually was not at all. A lot of my teammates laugh about that now. To watch me skate, you wouldn't know that I didn't even know how to lace up a pair of skates when I first started.
And where do you guys practice?
Two different rinks in town, the Roanoke Valley Skate Center off of Brandon Avenue, and then the Star City Skate Center off of Hirschberger.
Okay. And we're talking with Sabbath or Rage from the Rail City Rollers. And what's the ultimate goal? I mean, how many bouts do you think you'll have this year? And is there any way you would get together with other teams from other leagues and maybe have some kind of a championship?
We would love to get to that point. In the future, right now we only have three or four home bouts scheduled, and I think six or seven overall for the season. We do We do play away bouts against our competing teams in their home cities and towns. So a real light season this season, but it is our first season out there to get our name out there and our brand and, you know, and just create a fan base. So we're hoping to have a heavier season next year and then an even heavier season the year after. So, you know, we just got to build the schedule and build the brand awareness and a fan base and, you know, get ourselves out there.
Before I let you go, talk about the Roller Derby Academy, the new recruit interest night on June 4th. And I guess you're looking for people who may be curious about the sport?
Yes, we are constantly recruiting, being a new team out there. You heard me say I didn't even know how to skate. So we are welcoming skaters and volunteers of all interest and skill levels to come out and join us June 4th at 6:30 at the Star City Skate Center. Come out and join us if you are remotely interested in volunteering or skating with the league. We're looking for skaters, coaches, referees, volunteers, anybody that wants to get involved and interested in the team, just come out and come talk with us and get more information. We're going to start training in June for a new recruit academy is what we're calling it.
And will you train novices?